Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
We'll have to wait for Thursday to get some music going on the show. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good to be with you. No time to waste. The popcorn moment. Let's do the thing. It's a story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn because there is more. The governor of North Carolina is more proof of what it is that we're talking about here. That there is not only a divide in America between the political right and the political left. The divide has no desire to come together. It is about destruction of the enemy in the most radical, radical terms. And the radicalness comes from the Democrat governor, Roy Cooper. The story, the Daily Signal, our own Tony Kinnett reporting, where the governor of North Carolina declared a state of emergency because the state legislature is going to override his veto of a school choice bill. That's why it's a state of emergency. It's an emergency because parents are going to be able to decide what school is best for their kids, and the money is going to follow the student and not be involved in the system. And for the governor of North Carolina, this is state of emergency worthy.
I'm declaring this state of emergency because you need to know what's happening. If you care about public schools in North Carolina, it's time to take immediate action and tell them to stop the damage that will set back our schools for a generation. Here's what's happening in the next few weeks. Their private school voucher scheme will pour your tax money into private schools that are unaccountable.
But follow how he says it. It's your money. He just doesn't like where it's going to go. Their private school voucher scheme will pour your tax money into private schools that are unaccountable to the public and can decide which students they want to keep out. They want to expand private school vouchers so that anyone, even a millionaire, can get taxpayer money for their children's private academy tuition. Since when do we say everybody gets an education except, of course, the rich kids? Since when do we do that? I want you to go over it again and again and again. This is what the left considers a state of emergency. You deciding for your kids. You having control of your kids, and yes, control. You being in charge of your kids in every instance, in every place, and in every way. Anytime your children come up, they believe that they should have control, and you, the parent, should sit quietly. I don't know how many more times we're going to have to prove this to you. Get this together. Today's political left believes that your children belong to them. We go back to Melissa Harris Perry from the MSNBC days when she was doing those videos and she said that your kids belong to all of us. You don't remember those days when she was making those statements? I remember those days because she was making those statements. Your kids belong to all of us. Then we've heard Joe Biden discussing the fact that your kids belong to all of us. The kids belong to all of us. We've heard Hillary Clinton talking about it takes a village. We have seen how the schools work and maneuver, how I shouldn't say the schools, the political left that runs the schools, how they operate in order to keep parents from being able to have a say. Parents shouldn't know about a kid's pronouns. Parents shouldn't know what's going on in a kid's life. Parents shouldn't have access to the textbooks. Parents shouldn't be able to say this, that, or the other. It is constant and it is consistent. It is a state of emergency to the political left that you, as a single mom, can decide what school is best for your kid's aptitude. Turn the music off. It's wrong for you, as a parent, to note what your kids' aptitudes are and push for them what is best for them. When do you get it? That what you want is to be able to educate your kid, and what they want is to be able to control your kid, and they want you having no say. This is a war. And your kids, my kids, I am not immune to this thing. They're the ones being utilized on the battlefield. Not because I say so, but because they said so. And what they are pissed about is that we notice. There is the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov. There is evil, there is good, there is right, there is wrong. And the people who believe they can take their kids from you, control your kids, dominate your kids, force radicalization and indoctrination on your kids, and you have no say, they're wrong. So if there's going to be a fight, okay. But understand that there's not going to be a fight. There is one. It's just a question of how you want to deal with it.